Okay, we're on Daf Lamed Gimel discussing this, the sugya of Tzar Bal Chaim. Is Tzar Bal Chaim deraisa or Tzar Bal Chaim not deraisa? So on the bottom Toshma on the base, we have a braisa. The braisa says Toshma. Reveitz v'loy ravtson. Reveitz means that it happened once that the animal was not able to carry the packages. V'loy ravtson, not something that you see this animal is unable to carry packages consistently. If you see that they either keep loading him up or the animal's very weak, then there seems to be no halacha that you have to unload the animal. And it says Roveitz v'loy omeid. Roveitz means he's crouching. So if the animal's crouching underneath his packages, then you have a mitzvah to unload him. But if he's standing fine, even though maybe he looks like he's in distress, you still have no mitzvah over there. It says matakas maso v'loy mefuruk. And it sounds like, again, a strange comment in the Braisa, that you have a halacha, that you have a halacha to unload him, but if he's mefurik, if he's unloaded, you don't have a halacha to load him back, which doesn't make any sense. We'll have to explain what that means. And then the Braisa says, one more halacha, takas maso, maso sheyochel lamed, but it's only if he's loaded up in a appropriately weighted package, whereas if there's too much on him, then you don't have to unload him. So we see a number of halachas over here, which give us a patur from unloading an animal. Says, if you're going to tell me that you have to worry about Tzar Bal Chaim anyways on a deraisa level, Mali Roivitz, Mali Ravtson, Mali Oimid, what's the difference if this happens always? What's the difference if the animal's still standing? All these details shouldn't make a difference. Lamaisa, the animal's suffering, and if the animal's suffering, then you have to unload the animal. It's mashma from this braisa, Tzar Bal Chaim is not deraisa. You're right, but this whole braisa is, as we said yesterday, there definitely is at least one shita that says Tzar Bal Chaim is not the raisa, Rabbi Yosef Glili shita, which is beferish in this braisa. Domar Tzar Bal Chaim drabonon and hachanai mistabra. It's much beferish in the braisa. The Tani Tachas Maso, which we said is Maso Sheyochol Lamui Boy, we said in the braisa that that point, which was Rabbi Yosef Glili's whole halacha, that if the animal is overloaded too much, then you have no din, and from that itself, that was where we learned that basically the whole Tzar Bal Chaim is only drabbana, not the rice, and therefore it doesn't apply to other to cases where it's not your animal, etc. And man shamali this high svar Rabbi Yosef Glili. So Shvami, know that this brice, so clearly you're right, hold Tzar Bal Chaim is derabbanan, and that's like Rabbi Yosef Glili. But anekanami, if you hold Tzar Bal Chaim is deraisa, then you would not darshan Reveitz v'loy ravtson, Reveitz v'loy oimid. All these details would not be appropriate if you hold Tzar Bal Chaim is deraisa.
And on the base, they had the maso, Yosef maso, and they gave a different word to chinam and.
No, not for that point. For that point, we said Rabbi Yosef Glili always holds.
Not Rabbi Yosef Glili.
I understand the Rabbanan, but this is clear Rabbi Yosef Glili, because otherwise it doesn't make any sense. Unless you want, Tosfos asked Akash a few times through the Braisa. Why don't you say what the Braisa means? Not that you're potter. It means you're potter b'chinam, but you have to do it b'schar. Tosfos discusses such a discussion in this Tosfos Michal, the Tanakam or Sofuk, on Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Mimatz is Mokwalik Rabbi Yosef Glili. The Chari, you can't make the Braisa Rabbi Yosef Glili, because there's another detail in the Braisa, which is mashma, like Shitas Rabbanan. Vakatoni, take out the word sefer probably. Tachas Masor V'le Mefork. We had in the Braisa that there's no din of Te'ina, which makes no sense, obviously. Mailer Mefork. Ilem Mimler Mefork Cloud. There's no din if the animal is unloaded to load it back up, if everything fell off. Hoksiv Hakim Takim Imai. Hakim Takim says, of course there is a mitzvah of Te'ina. Elabshita, what the Braisa meant was, Loimaforik Bechin. That you don't have to load him up for free, but if you load him up, you could charge the owner. Man shamali dislai svara. Who was the one who, remember, we had a machlokes about this point yesterday. Shimon said both of them are bechinam, and Rabbanan said no, that te'ina is beschar. So man shamali dislai svara, Rabbanan. So you see that shita's Rabbanan. So how can you tell me this price is shitas Rabbi Yosef if he shitas Rabbanan? Says Moli, Oilam Rabbi Yosef Glili, Ubatiina Savalaka Rabbanan, and Echanami, that there's two machlekes there, that they're not necessarily connected one to the other. There's a discussion of is Tzar Bal Chaim Daraisa Darbana? That's one discussion. And then there's a second discussion about Te'ina, whether Te'ina is Beschar or Te'ina is not Beschar. And that point, we're going to say, is in that Nekuda, Rabbi Yosef Glili holds like Rabbanan, that you could do it, Te'ina would have to be Beschar as well. Just move up one and everything will be solved. Tana Rabbanan. The price continues. Kisira. Okay, so the pasuk is actually, the pasuk says Kisira three times in this parasha. It says it by Prika, it says it by Tina, and there's also another pasuk of Hashavas Aveda where it also says the pasuk of Kisira. So it's not clear exactly which one of these pasukim the Gemara is referencing. The Gaon says we're referencing the Hashavas Aveda one, the other Mefarshim say we're referencing the Prika Tina pasuk, but the pasuk seems to be the same. Kitira, when you see it. So Yachal Afil Me Rachai, meaning if you see it, across the pond, you see it far away, you still have a mitzvah to go do pre-kantina. Tamalimer, the other part of the pasuk says kisifka, only when you actually bump in to the animal. So if that's the case, kisifka yachal pegiya mamish. Maybe it's only if you trip over the animal, mamish, bump into the animal. So where's the dividing line? Tamalimer kisira. No, even if you don't hit it directly, even if you just see it. So what is the line? And some aspect, it has to be when you see it, and some aspect, it's when you actually get there. So which one is it? So Shir Chacham, the Chacham came along and said a Shir, Echad Misheva Umechza Mamil. If you're 7.5 mil, Shizel Ris. If you're that far away and you see the animal suffering, you see the Aprikartina or Shem Saveda, that's when you need to go help, otherwise you don't. Tano, there is another halacha, Umadada Imoy. So Madada Imay ad Parsef, after you load up the animal, you can't just say, okay, it's loaded up, thank you, tied the ropes, go. No, you're supposed to walk with the animal for a parsa to make sure it doesn't fall back off again, or it's suffering again. You have to unload it, reload it, do exactly, you have to continue going with it. However, Amaraba Babarchana Venoitel Schar, everybody agrees, for that extra parsa that you're walking after the animal's already loaded up, that for sure you can demand payment for, even though we had a machlek is about the teina before, whether you can demand payment, but for this part, everybody agrees you can demand payment. Okay, ad kan the suya of pre-kantina, says the Mishnah. Back to Shabbos Aveda. Avedase v'avedas aviv. So if someone sees two objects that he's going to pick up, one he knows is his, so he's asked to go get it so it doesn't get lost, and one he knows is his father's. So which one should he pick up? So says the Mishnah, avedase kedemes. So your aveda comes first, as we were going to say, and we said earlier, eves kihir b'cha evyoin, l'chatchila at least, you should always be interested in your financial well-being before you're interested in somebody else's financial well-being. Avedase v'avedas rabbi. Also, if you have yours or your Rebbe's Aveda, so Shaloi Kodim. Even verse your Rebbe, yours always goes first. Yours can always come first. Your financial interest is first. Avedas of Avedas Rabbi. Now it gets interesting. What if you see two Avedas, two animals running away? One belongs to your father and one belongs to your Rebbe. Who do you get first then? So says the Mishnah, Shal Rabbi Kodim Ez. Then already your Rabbi comes first. Shal Aviv Hevio La'olam Hazeh. A new point that when it comes to comparing the halacha of covet that a person has to have to his father and the halacha of covet that a person has to have to his Rebbe, the Rebbe comes first because the Rebbe was Mavia, the Oilam Chai Oilam Abba. Even though obviously the father brought him to Chai Oilam Abba as well, because if you're not in Chai Oilam Haza, you're not getting to Chai Oilam Abba before I should speak out. But Lamaisa, the one who brings you directly to Chai Oilam Abba is better. However, Vim Aviv Chachim Shal Aviv Kaidemis. If the father himself is a Tabal Chachim, then you would definitely do the father's first. It doesn't even say, some of us learn, if Aviv is Tabal Chachim, Mistam, the father taught you something, and therefore he would qualify as Rebbe as well. But it's not necessarily clear. Other Mepharshim say no. Even if the father didn't teach you anything, but Lamaisa, if the father is a Chacham and the father is in the Parsha of Torah and Olam Haba, then the father would connect with his point that he also brought you Olam Hazeh, he would be qualified to be first. The Mepharshim also say, the Ramah Paskins, that if the father paid tuition to the Rebbe, then the father comes first anyways. Okay, so if the father paid tuition, then again, combine the fact that he's the father who brought you to Olam Hazeh anyways, and he's paying you the tuition to bring you to Olam Hazeh, then the father would go first. If they were carrying a package, you have to help them out. Then we said again, you help the rabbi and you help the father. Then you help the father second. If they were both captured and you have a mitzvah of pigeon shvuyim, again you do the rabbi first and the aviv. If the aviv chacham, then of course the father comes. Why it doesn't say that qualification in the middle case? Look in the Mefarshim Mishnayos to try to find the reason for that. It's not 100% clear why that would be. Says the Gemara, Menani Mili. So where does this halacha come from? That like, all things being equal, you should take care of your own financial interest before you take care of somebody else. So I'm reviewing the Marav, Amar Kral, the pasuk we said, Efes kiloya b'cho evyoin. You should avoid being an evyoin, the word darshaning it to be. Shalcha, kodim shalcha adam. You could avoid everybody else. However, don't jump so fast. I'm reviewing the Marav, kol makai b'atzmei kach, seifa mipo lidei kach. However, if you're makbid on this halacha, and you tell everyone, sorry, I can't help you, need to take care of myself, Right? I'm first. Pasuk says. So says Rav, if you do that, chas v'shalom, you could come to Evyonis. So this is a classic example where a person should be lefnim ishur zadin on some level, taking care of other people, not necessarily always saying that you go first. Hayavim Rabbi Nosen Masir. Turn on bottom. Rabbi Shogun. What's a rabbi? What's considered a rebbe for this halacha? So the Gemara brings a machlokes. First Shita says, Rabbi Shalom de Chochma. Chochma in this case, Rashi says, means Gemara. Someone who teaches Gemara, someone who taught you how to think. That's the Iker point here. V'loi Rabbi Shalom de Mikra v'mishna. Not just Mikra, Tarsh Maksav, or even Tarsh Valped, just the Mishnah is what we call Bekias. The very mayor. Mayor says, it's the rabbi that taught you how to think, which is the rabbi that taught you Gemara. Nowadays, I always have a kabbalah from my rebbe, that when we learn Gemara, Talmud Bavli, that's actually Mishnah. In terms of what we do, learning Gemara is the equivalent of learning the Mishnah Shelpam. It's when we talk about Chachma, Gemara, that's actually understanding, like Tosfos, understanding how the Gemaras fit together and how the Sfaras work itself. But learning the Gemara itself is more like a Mishnah-oriented thing. We're just reading what's already printed. We're not necessarily thinking about it as much. Again, you could debate the point, but that's where Meir says that Chachma is what qualifies as a rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Kol Sharoif Chechas B'men. Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't have to go that far, the Rashi explains it. Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda's point is, doesn't make a difference what he teaches you. If he just teaches you Chumash or Mishnah, it doesn't matter. Whatever, whoever taught you most of what you learn, that is the qualification. Some of Farshim say that no, what Rabbi Yehuda means is, whoever taught you how to learn. Not that they taught you the actual Chomer, but whoever taught you how to learn, especially nowadays where most of our learning is from Svarim, so you don't necessarily learn it from a Rebbe per se, whoever taught you how to learn, how to read the Svarim, that is Roiv Chachas B'Van, that's Rabbi Yehuda's Pesha. Taught you one Mishnah. You can have many Rabbeim, according to your base. According to Yehuda, you have one Rebbe. Whoever taught you most of what you learned, that's your Rebbe for this halacha. According to B'Yaisi, it's Mashmah, you can have many Rabbeim. Every Rebbe who teaches you even one Mishnah qualifies as a Rebbe. He brought you to Chayel Amaba for this halacha. Amar Rav, the Gain Rav Schayr. Like an example of this is Rav Schara, the Azbaran Zuama de Listroin. He explained to me Pshat in this one Mishnah in Kalim that talks about Zuama de Listroin, that is, and I wasn't sure what it is, and he explained to me, Rashi says, the Pshat in that Zuama de Listroin is some kind of soup spoon that he used to use to scoop out some of the bad things that were in a bowl of soup. So that's called a Zuama de Listroin. The Mishnah over there is discussing what its halacha is, the Gabitum Vitaira, and I didn't know what Zuama de Listroin was, and Rav Schara explained it to me, Gevaldi. He's my Rebbe now. He explained to me not even a whole Mishnah, just one word in one Mishnah, that's a Rebbe. Shmuel, Kara Manele Shmuel, he ripped for Kriya when his Rebbe was Nifter. Who was this Rebbe? Humer Rabbanan, one Talmud Chacham, the Asbury, he explained in the Mishnah. We had a Masechta Stamed. The Mishnah Masechta Stamed says that in the morning when the Kohanim would come to open the Beis HaMikdash, so that they didn't go directly into the Ulam, the front door, to open up and then open up into the Heichal, there was a side door they would go into. And the side door had keys, and they had two keys. And the Mishnah says over there, Echad Yared Amash HaSechi, one, he would have to reach his arm into a hole on the side of the door, all the way up to under his arm, and he would open up the key from the inside. And the second one was Echad Pesach Kivan. The other second key, when he got into the ulam already, then he would open the second door directly. So he didn't know what Pshat in this Mishnah was. This Talmud, this Rabbi explained to Shmuel Pshat in this Mishnah how this works, and he said, "Oh, you're my Rabbi, and if you're my Rabbi, I have to keep you covered." And it was Nifter. Yeah, he said Shiver, but he ripped Kriya for it. Amr Ula, Tamir Chacham Shiva Bavel, in Bavel they have a lot of Bati Midrashim and they fight and argue, and therefore even the Rabbeim and the Talmidim and even the Chavrusas are always sitting and discussing with each other. They give each other covet, because they each teach each other. Each one knows a little shtekel and each one teaches the other one. The Kairan Zalzah, Nebuch, when one dies, they all rip Kriya one from the other. However, when it comes to this halach of Armish, he says, that's all very nice. But lamaisa, you have to be a rabbi muvuk. And if you're a rabbi muvuk, that's when you can avoid, in terms of giving cover to your father, mula rebbe. Just someone who taught you a little bit of Torah, lav dafka, would that qualify for this halacha?
So that's like Rabbi Yehuda?
It sounds big. Yeah, Rashi is like Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, v'kaboy minei Rav Chisna, listen to this story. K'boy minei Rav Chisna, Rav Huna. Talmud v'tzarech lei rabbi mai. Oh. So in those days, obviously, if someone's the rebbe's ikker job was to teach them how to think. How to answer up the brises, what we call Gemara Talmud Bavli. Sometimes you can have a Talmud who knew a brisa. He had a Kabbalah from his, whatever, from his some other Rebbe or somewhere he learned a brisa, and the Rebbe did not know that brisa. You still need the Rebbe to teach you pshat in the Braisa, but before you had printed books, a Talmud might know a text that the Rebbe doesn't know. So if the Talmud is needed by the Rebbe needs the Talmud, might. So does the Rebbe have to give cover now? How does that work? So Amalei Chista, so that's what Rav Chista asked Rav Huna. Okay, and Rav Huna got insulted. Amalei Chista, Chista, Leitzer Chinelach. I don't need you. Atzri Chali, you need me. Ooh, wow. Now, they didn't talk to each other for 40 years after this story. They didn't Rav Chista and Rav Huna did not come learn one from the other. Now it says, Yosef Rav Chista, Abarim Tanisa, Mishulun Chol Shadar Tifon. He sat 40 Tanisa. It's not clear if this happened after the 40 years, throughout the 40 years. At some point, they tried to get back together. And Yosef Rav Huna, Abarim Tanisa, he sat 40 Tanisa, Mishulun the Chashti, Rav Chista, that he was Chashti, Rav Chista was somehow being pagan, his coming, Lavdafka. Sounds like at the end they got back together. But for a long time, Nebuch, there was Torah lost because of this misunderstanding. So what's the maskan of the sugya? Itmar, Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda. He's going to pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Kol she roiv chachmas mimen. Rav Achbar, Rav Huna, Rav Shesha, says, Halacha ki Rabbi Yosef, even if you learn only one Mishnah. Says, Mavi Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Hachi, that even if you only, that Rabbi Yochanan said like Rabbi Yehuda. Vam Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha ki stam Mishnah. V'tnan Rabbi Shalom doi chachma. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Shalom doi chachma, which is mashma like Reb Meir. That's the one who taught you Ikur Gemara. So we seem to have all three Piskei Halacha. Maybe the Stam Mishnah by us is not going in Shitas Rameir. It means Rav Chachmasai, which would be like Shitas Rabbi Yehud. Tanarban, Ha'oiskin b'mikra, Mida v'eino Mida. If someone spends all the time learning Tanakh, it's good. It's Torah. You can't say it's not Torah. But v'eino Mida. Rashi says, Sha Mishnah v'agamara yofim imenu. If you spend all your time learning Tanakh, that doesn't help everybody else out. It's very good for you. But the purpose of learning Gemara Mishnayos, Rashi says, Bizman, that they didn't have printed Gemaras and Mishnayos, was to be able to remember it, to pass it on to the next door. And if you spend all your time learning Tanakh, it's very nice, you dash in the Pesukim, it's all very good, but you're not helping the next generation remember the Gemara and the Mishnayos. So it's Mida, Ve'ena Mida. The Mishnah, it's Mida. Mishnah is good, it's better, because you're starting to understand things. The Noitlan Eschar, that you can demand Schar when you're teaching that. The Gemara, Enecha Mida Gedoyla Mizu. Gemara is the best, because Gemara, again, the pshat in the word Gemara is that you understand how to reconcile all the various Mishnayos and Brises one to the other to come out with an actual Psak Halacha. So that's the biggest Mida. However, says the Gemara, Uli'olam Amirats, the Mishnah, Yaisim in a Gemara. But you should actually run to learn what we call Bekiyas, to know more Mishnayos instead of Gemara. So it makes no sense. Hakufa Kasha, it's a steam in Ayubay. Amir be Gemara and the Chamidah Gadol Mizu. The best thing is Gemara. Vadra Amir, the other member, what's the Mishnah? Yosim in a Gemara. So which one is it? Gemara or Mishnah? Says the Gemara, it depends when we're talking about. Amir v'yechanam, b'mei Rebbe Nishnas Mishnah Zu. When we said that you learned Gemara, that was during Rebbe's years. Now Rebbe was the one who wrote the Mishnayos. Why are you learning Gemara Bizman Rebbe? So let's spend a couple minutes learning this top Rashi. It's a fascinating historical Rashi. Look at Rashi on top. Rebbe Mishnah Suzu. Hadik Tani Gemara and the Chamidah Gadol Mizu, says Rashi. Vishemisha Rabu Tamide Shame Vehilo. Shahoyu Lefanev Shabishisha Deris. Rabu Machlaikis Pateri Vinasikish Deiteris. Right? Who ever heard of such a thing? Everybody was doing whatever. Every sect. Every shtibel, every base manager was doing whatever they want. This one did like Shammai, this one did like Hillel. It was a machlaikas. Umitaych, oil shibun malchus v'gzeres. They couldn't get together because of all the goyim. So you guys are on laying. Umitaych kach lo yehochen losay slave the bar devar cholkin. So normally when you have a machlaikas, you get everybody together, you decide what the psak halach is. But they couldn't get together. The goyim didn't let them. So each kehila was doing whatever they wanted. Ad Yamav Shal Rebbe, until Rebbe came along, Shanasa Kashbochul Chain Bani Antoninus Amelach Raimi, Rebbe, we know from many Gemaras, got along with the Roman governor there, Kataminim of Adazara, Venachum Mitzara, they had less issues, Vesholchul Vekibitz called Tamidi Eretz Yisrael. Rebbe said, we have an opportunity now, let's clean up the mess. And he made a Knesia Gedaila, the first Knesia Gedaila, and he called all the Tamir Chav from all Eretz Yisrael together. Vyad Yamav Loihoi Masechta Sidurus. Before Rebbe, there was such thing as a Masechta. There's no such thing as a Seder even, obviously. El Kol Tamach Hashemah Davar Pi Golo Himenu Garsa. Anybody who learned a Maimer Chazal, he would remember it. V'nasan Simanim, and he would try to remember it. Halacha Pliny, so Pliny, Shemat Mishem Pliny. I heard this from this one, I heard that from that one, I heard this from Rabbi Akiva, I heard this from Rabbi Meir, whatever. Ukashas Gabtsu, when they got together with Rebbe, Amar kol echad masha shama. So each person put down in front of Rebbe every Torah, all the Torah he learned. V'nasnu lev levar tamei machlokes divrei mi roi lekayim. Okay, so we have machlokes. And this halacha, Rav Meir says this, Yehuda says this, Rav Yosi says this. How should we pass? Let's figure out. Let's understand the svaras and let's come out with a psak halacha. V'sidro masechtes. And that's when they made what we would call siddur. Divrei nezikin levadam, divrei yevamim such as nashim levadam, divrei kachim levadam. That's the time when they first started organizing things into siddur. And v'stam v'sosam nami b'mishnah divrei yechidim shara Rebbe es divreim. And then when Rebbe started writing the mishnayos, the ones he wanted to pass, like he didn't even write who it was, so it wouldn't be any confusion. This is stam. This is the final psak. V'shanan stam k'de dekvaya halacha k'moisa. So this wasn't not just Rebbe writing down the mishnayos. This was figuring out what to write down. You have to get everybody together. You have to get permission from the Goyim. You have to get everybody together. You have to figure out all the svaras from all of Shas, organize it in terms of content and in terms of topic, and then figure out who to paskal like and all these machlokes. Therefore, says the Rashi, the fichach amru b'gemara en the chamida gedala mizu sheyitnu lev l'tami ha-mishnah. So even though Rebbe's job here was really trying to organize what we would call mishnayis, you needed to be involved in gemara and svara to be able to figure out what to put in the new codified Mishnayos they put out. And therefore, at that stage of history, they said it's very important that you focus on Gemara and the Svara so we can work out how to paskin halach and how to print and how to put together these new thing we have called Mishnayos. Says the Gemara, then, on top, Shavku kulyam masnisa v'azabasa Gemara. So then we had a problem. Everybody was just doing Iyun. Nobody was remembering the Mishnayos, even though Rebbe wrote them down, but nobody was learning them. So Hadar Darsh, so after that, Rebbe Darshan, lo oilem averatz the Mishnah, yais mina Gemara. You have to make sure you don't forget the core of everything. The core is the Mishnayos. So the answer is obviously you need both. You need to be able to remember the core Mishnayos and the core halacha that we're discussing. And then you need what we call Gemara, working out me neged me, and how does each case work out? So Mamai Darsh, what was the drasha that Rebbe originally made that he said that Gemara is Gadol? He made a drush like this from Yehuda Bar Eloi. My Dixiv, what's Pshat and says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya? Hageid la'ami pisham ulubes Yaakov chatosom. So what does that mean? Hageid la'ami pisham eid tamid chachamim. This is referring to Amid Chachamim who should be learning Gemara. Sheshigagois nasa lahem kizdoinis. That their averis that they did are like Zedoinis. Because they should have understood all these svaras. They should have understood how this all fits together. And they didn't. Ulubes Yaakov chatosom eilu amay oretz. Shezedoinis nasa lahem kishkagos. Right, they don't know anything. They don't have who to learn from because the Mincham don't know how to put it all together. And therefore, he said we have to be able to learn the Mishnah and the Gemara to put it together. If you don't know how to work out all the svaras, that could lead to people not keeping Allah. One more piece from Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi to finish the parak. Dars Yehuda Bar Eloi. My Dixiv, what's Pshat in the Pasuk in Yeshaya? Shimu Dvar Hashem HaChare. I'll read the whole Pasuk. Shimu Dvar Hashem HaCharedim El Dvorai. This is where the word Charedim comes from. If you ever know where the Makar for the word comes from, here it is. Pasuk in Yeshaya. Okay, so it says, Shimu Dvar Hashem HaCharedim El Dvorai. Amru, who's going to talk? So already we start with the fighting. Achechem, Seinechem, and Adechem, all these people who are not Charedim are going to say, Leman Shmi Echab Hashem, we're doing the right thing. And the Charedim say, no, we're doing the right thing. So they're all fighting. V'nira b'simchaschem, v'hev yevoshu. So now, how do you read the Pasuk? So you can read the Pasuk, that v'nira b'simchaschem, the Charedim will win, v'hev yevoshu, and all these other groups will fall apart. Says the Gemara, that's not the Pshat. Let's read it inside. Says the Gemara, my Dixiv, Shimon Hashem Echreidim, El Dvarai, El Dvarai, Elu Dibit, Elu Tamid Echam, Imru Achechem, Elu Balei Mikra, Sanechem, Elu Balei Mishnah. Okay, so they don't get along. Each one says Lerniyam, this one says Lerbikias, this one breaks off from this one because he wants to learn more Bikias. Each one does his own thing. Menadechem, Elu Amearetz. Okay, so Shem Etemer, Pasek, Svarim, Vapato Sikuyam, that all these not Charedim are going to fall apart and they have no hope. Tamalar v'nir v'sim chaschem. No, everyone's going to get along at the end of the story. Shem etemer Yisrael yevoshu. So the apostle says v'hem yevoshu. Does that mean Klal Yisrael is chas v'shalom in trouble? Tamalar v'hem yevoshu, meaning avikechavim yevoshu. V'Yisrael yismuchu. The Klal Yisrael together will somehow work this all out. So Tadar Aloch Elu Metzias Baruch Hashem, says the Mishnah. So if you give someone a behemoth or kelim to watch, v'nignemu, and it gets stolen, Our gersa here is Oisha Avdu. Taisus debates whether an Oisha Avdu could be here because we're actually going to be talking about Kefel, and Kefel is only a sin by stealing. Oisha Avdu, Shilein Rilatzi Shava. Now we're talking about over here about a Shemer that's a Shemachinim or a Shemer Sachet, which is Pater, is going to be Pater for Geneva and Aveda. So if he's Pater and Geneva and Aveda, how it's stolen. So in theory, he could go ahead and swear and get out of it. Instead, he agrees to pay. You know what? I don't want to start up. Even though I'm only a Shemachinim, I am going to pay. Shilein Rilatzi Shava. He doesn't want to make a shrua. He could have made a shrua and walked away. So he decides, I'm going to pay anyways. I'll be a nice guy and I'll pay. Now, nimza ganif, they catch the ganif. So two halachas. First, the ganif has to pay kefal. Even though it was stolen, not from the owner's house, it was stolen from the shemer's house. The ganif has to pay anyways. He pays the shemer. Since the shemer agreed to pay and not swear and get off the hook, he is now considered the bala chefetz. And when you catch the ganif pays him. Why? The Gemara will explain. Nishba b'levatzel l'shalim. If, however, the shemir says, no, I'm a shemir chinam. I don't have to be chayv v'kinev and aveid. They'll leave me alone. I'm going to swear. I don't have to pay anything. Then nimtza ganif b'sham t'shum b'kev v'tavach mach b'sham t'shum b'chemish. The ganif, of course, has to pay anyways. But the mimish shalim and the bala pikodim. Now he pays to the original owner of the object. The owner of the object had his item stolen. Shemer was off scot-free. Says the Gemara. First of all, why do we have to have in the Mishnah Behema Oy Kelim? Says the Matzrich, I'll tell you why. Because we're going to discuss more tomorrow what is the nature of the fact that the Shemer gets the Kefil. Really, the Shemer is not the Balak Chefetz over here. We're going to discuss tomorrow what the Lundis is, but somehow the Balak Chefetz is Makne his Chefetz. The kefil at least shabai to the shomer, and therefore says the Gemara, you could depend when that might happen. Tzricha di tana behema havamina by behema who de mikne kvela by behema the balabais is makne the kefil to the shomer mishum de nafish tircha because it's a lot of work what he did la luya la fuke he's being matriach with the animal you're so work matriach with the animal if it gets stolen I agree to be makne to the kefil. Of okay, then when I just give you a book or a cup or whatever it is, and you just put it on your shelf, maybe then I'm not going to be makdi to the kefil. Kamashma the Mishnah, you are. Vitan kelim. If I said I'm makdi to the kefil by kelim, have you mina kelim to kamakne kefila? Mishum lenafish kfalayu. The kefil is not that much. Meaning the most you're ever going to get from the ganif is double. Okay, double, no problem. Of a behema, but by behema the chitava chomacher. If the ganif shechts it and sells it, mishab teshuvi dal behei. Oh, that's a lot of money already. Maybe that much I don't want to give up. Ema loy makni lekvela. So tzricha. Therefore, the mishnah has to tell me this halacha applies both by kefel, both by behema and by kalim, that he is makna the kefel. Let's just start the kasha. Maskefer bechama. How could you be makna the kefel to the shomer? Va'ena the makna davashilo baliyalo. The kefel doesn't exist yet. And Taisus says, it's a little bit worse than that. What are you being makne? You can't make a kinyan. There's no kinyan. Where's the kinyan in Bechlau? Like, whatever the kinyan. So Rashi already answers this kasha somewhat, and I'm going to also see tomorrow, that you're being makne at the Shas Mesira, when the Shemer makes a kinyan, Shmira, on the animal, so then you're also getting Zeiche in the animal for the Kefa. Okay, it's what we call Peris Ladek. All the Gemara is going to discuss it right away. So you're making some sort of kinyan in the animal. Says, remember, it's not true. Now, feel Rameh, Dharma, the Makna Shabbatim, even Rameh says you could. Hani Milikur, Peris Ladek, or Davidi de Asun. That would only make sense by something which is going to mistam happen, like fruits from a tree that are going to grow. Or Rashi brings the classic examples of a mayor is when I will marry you when I become a ger. So he's already wants to become a ger. It's biyadai. Of Ohacha in our case, miyemer the migma, who says the chef is going to be stolen? Bimtemer the migma, miyemer the mishta kanif, who says you're going to catch the ganif? Mimishka kanif, miyemer the mishalim, the mamaydu miftar. So what are you being makne? How could you be makne kefil to the shemer if it doesn't exist and who says it's ever going to exist? Samarava, we'll see the first teretz. Nasek arimeloi, the shetig knife, when the animal gets stolen, v'tirtzu l'tashmaini, and you agree to pay me, hari parasi kinuni l'chomi achshav. You're right, he's not being makna the kefal. He's not being makna schus for the kefal. He's being makna the para itself. When you give a para to a shemer, what you're actually saying is, if it ends up getting stolen in this whole case and you agree to pay, it's ke'ilu, you made a kinyan on the para at the beginning of the whole mesira, the same shmira, was not a mesira, the same shmira. L'mafreya, turns out it was a kinyan. And if it's a kinyan, then it's not a davar shebayim, because you're making a kinyan on the animal, and then it's actually the shemer's animal that was stolen. Then, of course, he gets the kefil, and he gets the abram chamisha. We'll see if it's a shemot tomorrow.